This is TWiT.
You know, you talked about the idea of making promises that, you know, which has been in politics for a long time, let's face it, that you can't keep. But this idea of regulation, I mean, you're talking about somebody saying, well, hey, if you donate, we'll triple it. Who's regulating this? I mean, should there be better regulation on this type of marketing? Our Patrick? he looks a little shifty.
I gotta go.
I hope there won't. I
mean, prank caller. Though. Prank caller.
That's pretty funny, Harper.
Don't ruin a thing.
We don't want to say. Okay, well, I'm just putting it out
there. I think that the problem that I have with regulation on this type of marketing is when does it end? When will it end? The reason I say it that way is because there is a need to do something about privacy and the internet to protect people. I think that's true. The thing that we want to watch out for, though, is that we don't accidentally stifle innovation. I spent a lot of time last year traveling, and one of the countries I spent a lot of time in was Germany. And I remember talking to a lot of young entrepreneurs that were from Germany originally that lived in other countries because their companies were stifled by Germany's data protection laws, which a lot of it have to do with advertising, et cetera. And so they moved to weird places like Luxembourg or England or whatever, but they weren't in Germany. And I would hate to make some laws that somehow have a wide, a large effect of stopping something that we have yet to invent. And the other side of this, which I think is interesting as well, is the people who make laws in the United States have not really shown themselves to be aggressively digital savvy. And so if those are the people who are making these laws, then I have great fear of the relevancy and the effectiveness of those laws. And I think we'll see the same thing as SOPA and all the rest of these kind of laws that are trying to save people. And by people, I mean giant media companies. That's my worry. Now, with that said, I do think there's probably room for some, suggestions, light regulation. I'm not even sure what the right word is, but some way that we can make the internet or continue to have the internet be a safe place.
Having the internet be a safe place. What do you think about that, Patrick? Would you agree with Harper?
I'm not against kittens or anything or apple pie and motherhood and all that stuff. I mean, if you're asking that, internet be a safe. Wow, that sounds really good. Interesting findings is in many cases, there are a lot of these laws, but the politicians have exempted themselves from them. So in the case of, a lot of thing I'm doing a lot of now is polling. In theory, there's now restrictions. There's do not call lists. There's things like that to protect consumers from being bothered at dinner. But guess what? That doesn't apply to politics at all because the politicians have written the laws. Have also written the Canned Spam Act is another one where I cannot email you spam if I'm a commercial marketer. Conveniently, the politicians have also exempted themselves from that, and I'm getting all sorts of emails I didn't sign up for this cycle. Turned out to be kind of the backbone of a lot of the fundraising that we're seeing right now.
Yep.
And so, frankly, even if there were laws, I think the politicians would quickly figure out a way to exempt themselves and their campaigns from them.
And one thing that's interesting about that is I remember in 2012, we wanted to use a vendor that required us to follow canned spam. And that wasn't so hard for us because we kind of followed it. And the reason we did is because we felt that that was being a good citizen of the internet. And of course, there's, it wasn't like 100%, but, because of this vendor, we had to be just as compliant as any private company out there that has all of these rules to follow. And so that was an interesting experience for us. And I think it actually helped. It helped us. So it happens. People follow the laws on accident.